Hello.
And thank you for joining us for a few moments of inspiration and loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. Today, I was thinking of the blessing that is in my face every day, you know, and sometimes I think that we are so joyful at moments that we don't realize the other blessings that are around us. My father and I care for each other each day, and he can see the things I can't see, and he helps me go where I need to go. And generally, even at the age of 94, he's just phenomenal. And so I also get a chance to do things for him. And it's interesting that I get to sit and look in his face as he approaches his 95th year. And I'm often so caught up in just taking care of him as best I can, which, you know, are not grand things, but they are the things that he needs, that I just, I smile and my heart feels happy, but I'm not sure that I am seeing all of the blessings that are at hand. And I think I'm going to make an effort to be more mindful, because every second of life is a blessing. And at 94 years, heading into 95, I think of all the things that he has been through in his life. I know he's had some difficulties growing up in the South, but I know he's had some joys too. And as he's gotten older, he doesn't talk as much to me as we used to talk. And I think he's just in deeper thoughts, you know, and I appreciate that as well. And so my thought is that, you know, how many more blessings am I looking over in my day simply because I have the immediate joy as my focus point? And so what I'm thinking of is that every moment and every minute, there is joy. Sometimes there is pain. Sometimes there's hurt and there is grief. But the point is, each moment of life is a blessing. And I don't know that I actually walk that belief every moment of my day. I think I get caught up in some of the little difficulties of life and in some of the health challenges that I experience, and my desire to try to do more than my body will allow. And I think that maybe, just maybe, if I focus on being present in every moment of every minute, I will find more joy, which is always welcomed, and I will find more energy, peace, and glorious blessings from God. And so I am going to challenge myself, and I would like to challenge you too, to just be more present in your day. I think that some of my, of the loss that I have with vision occasionally, requires me to close my eyes. And in those moments of my eyes being closed, I miss some of the moments that many of you see each day. I miss smiles. I miss joy, but I hear sometimes in my heart the joy that other people are feeling around me. By closing my eyes, I can reduce some of the pain, but I also lose some of the joy. And so as I think about my day and I think about you, you know, as a mother, I'm just always sending people love, and I'm sending them prayers, because that is the best thing I know to do when I can't reach someone or get out to see someone. And it helps my heart feel happy. It helps me because I know that God listens to our desires and He sees our intentions. And when we are impaired or hampered in a way that prevents us from doing everything that we want to do, I know that God understands that. And I believe that what He does allow me to see is a reward for my faithfulness to Him. And so if you run into challenges in your day, stop in that moment and think of the ways in which God rewards you for everything that you try to do. See, I believe God knows every inch of our heart, and therefore He knows the true desires of our heart. And so if you're not doing everything that you'd like to do, keep working at it and find ways to increase what you want to do to be more joyful. And trust that God will help you find the ways to do that. You know, I am not willing to be totally limited by my body's limitations, because I know with God, there's always a way. There is always a path, and there is always possibility. Because the Bible says that with God, all things are possible. And I believe that. So if you've got challenges that you face each day too, it's okay. You know that you can improve your life. You can live more joyful, and you can be more present in each moment, no matter what battles you face. I'm going to wish you a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a grand evening of restful sleep, joy and comfort in our Father's arms, and blessings for your day. Until we speak again, enjoy every moment of every second of your life, and be grateful. Goodbye.